This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, Alternative Approaches to Using Opioids for Treating Pain, Dr. Timothy Clark is a neuropsychologist with Baylor Pain Management Center. He says despite the concerns about addiction and overprescription of opioids, they're still considered an effective choice for acute or short-term pain. But he told me focusing on the brain can be just as effective.
We know, for example, if you take something like low back pain, what we find is that patients at that point will do far better if you don't start them on narcotics. What you would do is you would get them involved in physical activation through some kind of physical therapy, teach them some basic behavioral techniques for pain control.
When you say behavioral tactics, what do you mean?
This basic concept that what our pain level is not a direct response to the injury. Injury is part of it, but what happens is how I understand my pain, the emotions I have with it, where my attention goes, almost works like an amplifier for the pain signal. So if I can teach people to begin to respond to pain differently, we can substantially reduce that pain. And what we know is that works as well as narcotics.
So we really have to adjust our expectations about pain.
Absolutely.
And whether or not we're supposed to have any or not.
It is a Western phenomenon to think that I should be able to get rid of pain. Pain is part of the life experience. We use so much more narcotics than any other countries in the world because we have this expectation. I want something to take it away. And part of what we learn is the more you fight pain, it actually makes it worse. And there's a good amount of literature that if I accept I'm going to have some pain, but then work around that, the pain actually becomes much less, and it's much less disabling at that point.
How effective is just plain old acetaminophen or Tylenol, as most people would know it?
Those medications do provide some benefit. And if we can use those as a way, in addition to some other things, what we're doing is we're settling it down without getting into the pattern with the our opioids or the narcotics. So we do use with medicines that are used for essentially anticonvulsants because they stop this overfiring that's happening in the brain with the chronic pain. We use medications from the class of antidepressants, even if a person's not depressed, because they seem to be helpful for pain. So there's a number of other classes of medicines that have some helpfulness because we think of it as what's happening is the brain has its own system for controlling pain. And one way you can mask it is you can give a narcotic. But the other way you can do is use other medicines that allows the brain to more effectively turn down the pain. I think with pain, the key is to say, how do we create conditions so that the body can best regulate this symptom we're having and be able to function at the highest level? And medications are going to be part of that, but they're not going to work exactly the same way a narcotic is, and that's okay.
Sure.
Because what we're trying to do is to get the brain to be able to better manage this so it doesn't create the signal. What we know as pain becomes more chronic is that what happens is that the pain becomes, we have what's called centralization of pain, and the brain actually begins to change in response to chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And that becomes a big problem because pain begins to spread in locations, so people have multiple sites. Not because there's other areas injured, it's because the brain is overrepresenting that. We know that people will often become more depressed. It upsets their sleep. They lose energy and focus. And these are just results of centralization of pain. So what we found is if you put the right conditions in place, no matter what the cause of the pain is, mm-hmm. you can substantially reduce pain, get people a lot more control back in their lives, and change their level of functioning.
I'm guessing that works better with some people than others.
I think that our medicalized model right now works against us. We really want the simplest thing is I would like someone just to give me a pill. But the problem is that if I start taking, and especially as doses become higher, it has all sorts of other side effects.
This is where addiction begins to kick in.
Or just dependence. It shuts down the GI tract after a while. There's a variety of other significant side effects that go along with higher doses of medications.
What are you saying? Then we need to get away from this whole idea of one-size-fits-all approach to pain management.
I don't think this is that nobody should be on pain medications. The message is it needs to be a thoughtful part of a larger plan of care for a person. My metaphor would be if someone came to me and they had heart disease, it would be really great to have maybe your surgery for your heart. But if I don't change my activity level, if I don't change my eating pattern, if I don't change my stress management, I'm really over-relying on one thing. And I think that's what happened with the opioids. We began to over-rely on that one thing, and we didn't have enough things in place as well.
Dr. Clark, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.